There's lots of opportunities for South Australians to take up disability support roles at the moment. Chief Executive at Community Living Australia, Mark Kalinske, joins us now to discuss. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jenny.
So, Mark, is there a bit of a workforce shortage at the moment?
Look, there is. There's so many positions that are going for community care work, really, across disability, health and ageing. But I guess I'm here to talk about the disability opportunities. But not just COVID-related, but there is a growing need for workers in the disability sector through things like the NDIS and people with disabilities having funding to purchase services.
Right. Oh, well, yes, the NDIS has offered opportunities to actually get support, which is good, and that's something that Community Living Australia offers, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we offer a number of services across various parts of South Australia, but more importantly, the Murraylands, Adelaide Hills, South Coast and the Fluria.
So tell us about what a disability support carer does.
Well, they do a lot of really important work, so they get to know the person with a disability really well. Through that, they get to know the person's goals, lifetime goals, and they're able to help them achieve those goals. And it might be, you know, to start up a business. It might be to make friends or to learn social skills or develop self-esteem and confidence. All of those sorts of things are so important for people with disabilities. They want to be part of their community. And as a worker, you can actually facilitate that and help them. So there's not many jobs you can go out there and say, I've helped someone achieve their lifetime goal.
What's a day in the life look like for a support worker?
So they might, as I said, they might actually sit down with a person with a disability, plan their day with the person. So it's the person with a disability's day, so the worker understands that and actually works through, okay, what is today, you know, going to look like? It might be actually helping them get ready for the day, have some breakfast, do a bit of cleaning like all of us does. Or it might be, like I said before, go out and start working on the business. So there's one man that we support that has a lawn mowing route. And the staff actually help plan the schedule of where he's going next, the finances, all of those sorts of things. But the person with a disability is really good at cutting lawns and doing gardening and all that sort of stuff. But they just need a bit of support with the other things.
Yeah, right. So it can be about enhancing their life and trying to support them in the best ways that you can. And also, I suppose, finding commonalities between the carer and the person, because there could be some fun things that they could get up to together, like making dumplings or something like that, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's so much fun that people have when they work with people with disabilities, because it is a team, you know, and they bounce off of each other. So that connection is so important. And people can come from all walks of life. You don't have to be just, you know, a professional disability support worker. You might be an accountant, you might be an engineer or something. You just bring those skills to the table and those life experiences.
And is it something that you can just get straight into? I mean, it helps to have some study behind you and maybe a certificate, but what does it take to become a disability support worker?
So you do need to have a Certificate 3 in disability support work, or at least be prepared to be working towards one. So I guess the values are the most important thing that we look for in a person, and the training comes second.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so, you know, being a people person, being open and communicative, that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and prepared to have a bit of fun. It's if you make it hard work, like any job, it will be hard work. But if you want to have fun at work, you can. And certainly when you're working with people, that's the benefit.
And then opportunities beyond that, once someone has become a disability support worker, is there much of a career trajectory?
There is. So you know, for instance, I started my work as a disability support worker, and now I'm a CEO. So, you know, management, if management's their thing, you can work towards that and get your experience and training around that and end up being a CEO. Or you might be a support worker and end up going into nursing or teaching or something else, or an engineer. So all the skills that you get from working with a person with a disability relates for the rest of your life, and that's the you know, the most exciting thing about it.
How can people find out more with Community Living Australia, Mark?
Well, they can call us on 85365888 or just Google Community Living Australia.
Fantastic. All the best, and hope you get some good applicants.
I hope so.